cry out to him, he'll hear you, won't he? Sure will. Isn't the Lord good? You never thank him enough for all of his goodness and mercy. His goodness is renewed every morning. Amen. One of the first things I think about when I get up in the morning is guess who? The Lord. Amen. But the last thing you like to think about when you go to bed, him. Praise God. He gave his beloved sleep. You want to get some real good sleep? It's not in a lot of things you think it is. He's the one who can really give you good sleep. Amen. He sure can. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Got your Bibles this morning. Turn with me. Very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Read some in John chapter number 14. Also in the book of Revelation chapter 1, 21 and 22. On the Word of God this morning. How many is looking forward to go to heaven? Amen. Hallelujah. We all the time wanting to go somewhere. Aren't we? That's true. I will never forget what the little maid told her mistress. She's all the time wanting to go somewhere. And she told her husband, said, the trouble is she's got to take herself with her. You got to take herself with her. That's what I've been telling Carol for a good while now. It's worked out pretty good. We stayed on. But you know what? One of these days, he's going to come at us. You know, what is death? Well, one thing, it's a door to heaven. But that's not the only door. He's coming too. It's one door, but it's not the only door. Because we shall not all sleep, but we should all be changed. The moment, the twinkling of the eye, the last trump, dead in Christ will rise. We which are alive and remain should be caught up together with him. To meet the Lord in there. And you know what? So shall we ever be with the Lord. John chapter number 14, verse number 1 said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for who? You. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Where I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, thank you for the wonderful place that you prepared for us. Thank you for the promise you're coming again to receive us unto yourself. That we can be with you where you are. Thank you, Father, for the privilege and the preparation and the place, not only that you prepared for us, that you are the way, prepared a way for us and are the way that we can get there. No other way, no other option, no other thing that we can do, could do or will do. But God, it's all in you. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for it this morning. Bless now this remainder of this time together here this morning. Bless your word to our hearts and our lives. Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad He's prepared a place? It's a real place. It's as real as a place or the city that you live in, wherever you may live. It's also a place that He's been working on. You know, He created this world in 6 days and rested on the Sabbath. So you know He got something real, real, real special for us now. Hallelujah. Now heaven's a real place. It's not something where you're going to float around, some kind of imagination, some kind of thing. But it's a place that's as real can be. Now one of my grandmas, I'm going to stop here and say this. We thought we lost her one time. They thought they lost me a while back, but you know what? I can honestly say God didn't let me peep in. I thought sometimes I'd have come back around, I would have liked to look. But He didn't let me look. And I think I know why. I really do. Because I was fighting, but I might not have fought as hard to stay here. But my grandma, when she come back around later, about a month, you know what she said? I said, "Grandma, how was it?" She said, "I saw the most beautiful city. Lights and lit up I've never seen." I said, "What else do you see?" She said, "I saw people. I heard singing, most beautiful music I've ever heard." Yes, said, "You know what else she said? She saw, some people dancing, shouting in that wonderful city. Said it was lit up. Said it like the beautifulest place you've ever seen." Well, you know, man don't have telescopes strong enough to look and see where this is. You said, "Yeah, I believe it's there now, waiting on us." Amen. He said, "I'm going to prepare it." And you say, "We'll find out a little bit in the book of Revelation." John said, "I saw the holy city coming down." Where is it? It's not down here. It's up. It's above us, somewhere in the beyond, thank God. It's real. It's real. It's literal. It's true. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. Glorious. The place that God has prepared for us. And she said, I saw people praising God, dancing and singing. You see, you reckon she did? Yeah, I know she did. I saw Miss Kim's husband, she won't mind me sharing this again, some of you heard it, went to see him. Walked in the room. He couldn't respond back to us. I talked to him because they can still hear a lot of time. I know that for a fact. I could hear some of y'all didn't know I could hear y'all before I could respond back myself. So I had to be careful what you say. But her husband said, he didn't say, but he expressed it on his face. I said, "I'm going to pray with you." I said, "It's okay now." I said, "You can go and be with the Lord. Talk to Him like that." Had prayer with him. Before I prayed with him, he started smiling. I got to talk to him. Expressions on his face. I said, "What are you seeing? Are you seeing what I think you are seeing?" He couldn't talk back to me, but I know he was looking and he was seeing. Or he was fixing to go. And guess what? We had prayer with him. When I opened my eyes, I sensed it. I said to his wife, "He's gone." And he was. But that was his last. He got a glimpse of where he was headed. That's happened time and time again to different people. It has. Folks, heaven's a real place. And if God wants to, He can let you have a brief look into it. But you, until He does, until you get there, you know what you can do? What I can do? Receive it by faith. Look at the unseen. How do we see the unseen? We don't look at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are unseen. When we think about death, I won't tell you what, most of us get to feeling sorry for ourselves or sorry for the one that was fixing to pass over. But I won't tell you something. It's a door into the place called heaven that's the best wonderful place that's ever been or ever will be. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. He's got a place prepared. He's prepared it for them that love Him and them that have trusted Christ for a Savior. And you know what He's doing? Listen, He's preparing a place. He's preparing a people for the place that He's prepared for. And He does it. He prepared a way. He didn't prepare a heaven, a place, and then say, how you going to get there? No, He prepared heaven and then tells us how to get there. Thank God there's a way. You know, you get on them things, I can't, but some people can get on there and find out you want to go somewhere, just punch all this in and they tell you how to get there. But some of them I know how to get there is, may not be as good a roads, but there's another way you can get there. But I want to tell you something, you can punch all you want to punch, look all you want to look, there's not but one way you can get to heaven. How's that, preacher? Through Him. Some people want to get their own goodness, want to get their own way, want to get there through the church, want to get there through baptism, want to get there through the decisions, want to get there through that. But listen, there's only one way you can get there. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful Savior of the world. But heaven's a place full of glory and full of grace. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. It's a real, literal place to sit before, and they want to send the book of Revelation. You know what He said about it? He said it's got, listen, stones of jasper. It's got gates of pearls. It's got streets of gold. Thank God. It's a big city. Listen, square, I'm telling you. It's up, wide, listen, it's square. 1,500 miles, whatever it is, one way up, sideways, square. Thank God it's a place that you can, got plenty of room, plenty of mansions, and He's prepared them for you and for me. Thank God. Sometimes people will say, boy, they got a mansion setting up there. No. You never seen one compared to this. My daddy worked in Tallahassee way back in the 60s, and he was telling us about some of them. They built some houses that were for some rich people. I mean, they'd have gold plates on the doors. They had all kinds of things. He said you couldn't imagine. Even then, by the rain they were putting on them and making them and all these things. But I'm still saying there's nothing in this world compared, listen, to what He has got prepared for us. Listen, that's going to be for us in heaven. So heaven's a real place. It's real, real, real. It sure is. And you know what Apostle Paul said, me to live is Christ. And he said, for me to die is what? Gain. Now why would it be gain? You know what else he said? He said, I got a desire and depart to be with Christ, which is what? Far better. So if you get close to dying and God comes to pick you up and take you home, just remember, you're headed to a better place. And just remember, it's far what? Better. Lord, I'm going to tell you, give us how you gave me peace and still give it to me. If you'd asked me, I could have been peaceful and content in the hospital 3 weeks and a nursing home 3 weeks. I'd have told you there wouldn't have been no way. But you know why? God was there. God was there. And you know what? I hope somehow, in some way, through all of that, that God, somebody somewhere saw a little bit of the Lord in me. That made an impression, spoke to somebody's heart, that would bring them to Christ. Would bring them to Christ. But God, he'd just say to me, "You're still my servant. Don't matter if you're laying on a hospital bed or a nursing home bed, you're still my servant. Still going to be one when we get there." You know what I just read this week? He said, "His servants to serve him." When we get to heaven, glory to God, we're still going to worship him and serve him. It's not the streets of gold I'm looking for, or the walls of jasper, the gates of pearls, or the precious stones and in the foundation, but it's him. That's what makes it far better. That's what makes it gain, thank God, because it's Jesus. We'll be with him. That's what it makes it a great gain. I'll tell you something else going to make it a gain. We'll be back with our loved ones, thank God. And loved ones is gone on, we'll be with them. Whew. You got any there? Yes, sir. All of us have, don't we? Did you know I missed meeting my wife's mother about 6 months, probably? 5, 6 months. Never got to meet her. She don't want to be with the Lord. Left all those girls behind. Don't understand some things. 40-something years old. But you know what? I never seen her. But I believe when I get there, I'll know who she is. I got a little. There's 11 of us younger. Mama had 12. One of them's in heaven. First, you get off to a bad start. My mom and daddy lost their first baby. They could have said, "Well, we've been out having no more." But they didn't. Had 11 more of us. And thank God, all 11 of us still living. He's still on the throne.
Yes, he is.
Mama said, when she had them twin girls, Lynn was born, out of the first boy was born, they had twin girls. You know what she said? "God just gave me my baby back." Well, the little one's still in heaven too, but she was looking at it like, "God gave him a little one back." Hallelujah. You remember the poem I shared this at the funeral the other day I was preaching? And Brother Billy, I forgot I said the funeral. It got pretty good. And I was sharing what Emily wrote in that poem. My little baby sister writing back to us. And this is the part I remember out of the whole thing. "Been waiting a long time to see this mama of mine." How long? Now it's been 80-something years. Well, no, mama's been there now. It wouldn't have been that long. But she said, "I've been waiting a long time to see this mama of mine. But said, now it's your turn to wait. I just saw her come in the gate." He said, "Oh, you ought not talk like that and write like that." So, it's so. Heaven's a real place. And again, thank God, those marching in. Did you know they're not all going to heaven? Don't get me wrong, but I'll read another day. You know how often a person dies in this world? One dies every second. I'm telling you, it's thousands and thousands of them. Listen, died. Listen to this. One every second. That's a lot of deaths. But thank God for those that die in the Lord. The Bible said in Revelation, blessed are they that die in the Lord. They shall rest from the labors and the works do follow them. If you die in Christ, there's a rest. Thank God for rest. I'm telling you, some of us need it. We don't want to get it. Thank God. Hey. There's a rest for the people of God. Nothing like it. Rest for the people of God. Streets of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearls, precious stone to the foundation. But it's Jesus. Yes. You know what the Bible said? And I won't have time to read all this in Revelation. I'll just share some of it. You know what he said? Hallelujah. Thank God. You know what he said? It said the Lamb's going to be there. You know what? We ain't going to need no sun, no moon, no stars. We're not going to need that to lighten this city. You know what the Bible said? The Lamb's a light thereof. Thank God. The Lamb of God's a light of it. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to feed us and lead us. That's what the Word of God said in another verse in the book of Revelation. He'll lead us to fountains of clear crystal water. And he's going to lead us and feed us. Thank God we're going to partake of that tree of life. Thank God. Listen, you know what's coming out of the throne of God in this beautiful city? Yes. Whew, a river. Hey. Yeah, a river. A river is coming forth from the throne of God. Hallelujah. Amen. A river. Now I want to tell you something. If you're here this morning, you might remember the comparison I preached a few weeks ago on hell. Not a drop of water in hell. Not even one tip drop off of the tip of a finger to cool a parching tongue. But you let's just think about that and then think about what's in heaven. Whew. Not just a drop the cool of tongue, but a river. A pier, crystal clear. Listen, that's why the Bible said nothing that's going to enter heaven, nothing going to defile it, nothing abominable, no liars and all these other things going to be in heaven. He said what? Nothing going to defile that place. The river's going to be pure coming from the throne of God. Listen, it's flowing. Thank God she's a flowing. And he said, I'm going to lead you. The Lamb's going to lead us there. And we'll drink of that living water. And we'll eat of that tree of life. And the Bible said the leaves on that were the healing of the nations. Do you believe the nation need healing? God said those leaves for the healing of the nation. What a wonderful place. Hallelujah. Don't you want to go there? Whew. Heaven. Heaven. What a real place. Read the chapter 21, first and 27th chapter. A book sometime. Read the 7th chapter sometime. Read the 12th chapter. Amen. Yeah. Read what it says. Whew. I'm telling you, they're doing good up there. Right. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. They praising God. Yes, sir. I can assure you that they're worshiping God. So You don't want to go to the other place. I'm not preaching on that this morning, but you don't want to go there. You want to go to heaven. And he's prepared that for us. Amen. It's a place. Thank God it's a perfect place. It's a pure place. It's a place where all the provisions are provided for. You know what I said? Never hunger no more. We don't know what hunger is. No, we don't. Yeah. I guess it's good I lost my appetite because I was already out so long, didn't have anything to eat, and I couldn't get anything in me for a while, but I still weren't hungry. But I'm going to a place where I'm never hungry no more. That's what he said. Going to a place where there's no more sickness. Brother John called me this morning. Y'all had a good service last night. I supposed to went to Alabama. I had to take care of the emergency room Friday night. Still weren't feeling all that good last night, so I said, I'm not going to leave you. And y'all could count probably that. The times in 40-something years, if I was going somewhere to preach, I didn't get there. Before this came. But you know what? Brother John told me this morning how good y'all's service was last night. And he said, thought I was going to have to get you and Brother Gary, Brother Coat, tell y'all, just wound down. I'm talking about they was preaching, he said. He's bragging on y'all. I think Brother John preached too. But you know what? He told me, he said, you're in the right place. He said, take care of her. Carol been having a battle with that fluid building up. But I know God's able. She said, I'm not in no shape to get no heart transplant, but you know what God can do? He can strengthen that one. Please pray that he will. I told her, I don't believe God left me here to take you. I need her. And God knows that. But you know what? God's got a wonderful place prepared for us when our time does come. Yes, it does. I was reading about Brother John R. Rice about his mama. She died in 1902. He said she called everybody in, Brother Billy. Said, won't y'all to sing for me? They sung for her, and she told them all goodbye. She'd lost a little one. When she started leaving him. Who's that? Huh? I kept reading about another preacher that lost a child, and he started to leave here. All of a sudden, he called her name. Saw it. Heaven's real, folk.
Yes. Yes.
There's real people there. You got loved ones there. I got loved ones there. How about us getting excited about it?
Hey.
Some of them old saints just started singing about when we all get to heaven. Hey, some of them be shouting. I've seen them shout down now. They didn't have a little carpet to shout on, but I seen them shout down now. They had to be careful shouting around the old wood stove right up here. You say, you don't remember that. I sure will do. Remember carrying wood to it. Wasn't no air conditioning. But heaven going to be a perfect place. Going to be the right temperature.
Sure is.
Amen. Everything will be good. It's going to be wonderful. I hope it will whet your appetite. That you will desire and you'll hunger and thirst to go there. But he said we'd hunger no more. We'd thirst no more. He said he'd lead us and he'd feed us, the Lamb of God. He said he'd be our light. That's what he's going to do. And guess what? Man got, I don't know the proper English sometimes, but God drove man out of the garden. Put a flaming sword where he couldn't get back to the, what? That tree of life. See, he ate of the tree that God told him not to eat of, but he put him in, out of the garden. Do you know what God prepared a garden for him? What he said. Put them in it. All they had to do was dress it and keep it. God had it ready for them. Honey, we go into a nothing. It's perfect. And you know what? He put them out and he couldn't get back. Put a flaming sword and he couldn't get back to that tree of life. But guess what? We headed back. We headed back. Everything, listen, that we lost in Adam, Christ got back for us. Even the tree of life. Amen. It's going to have some fruit. About how many of them? 12 of them. Phew. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
You like fruit?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We will. Somebody said we're going to eat in heaven. Sound to me like we are. Hallelujah. Clear crystal river. Fruit hanging out on each side. Leaves for the healing of the nation. You still don't want to go there? You don't want to go to the other place? Come go with us. Before we close, not only has he prepared a place, but he's prepared a way. How's that? It's all by grace. He prepared a way, Brother Raymond. Thomas said, Lord, where are you going? We don't know where you're going. No, neither we know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. You got to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can read it over and over and over again. I read the first chapter of the book of Ephesians this week again. And it talks about in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. Listen, blessed are they that die in the Lord. And blessed are the holy is he that part in the first resurrection. For over him the second death hath no power. There's a blessing to the people of God. We blessed in Christ. We blessed in the resurrection. We blessed, amen, to God. And all that we do is all cause of him. It's the dead in Christ going to rise first. It's the ones that die in the Lord. Me to live is Christ and to die is gain. It's the ones that's in Christ. It makes a difference in him. See, he is the way. God prepared him a body. He came into this world. They took my sin. God did and laid him on his son. Judged my sin on him. Took his righteousness. You say he got any righteousness? Yeah, he is. Ain't got none of my own. I tried that for years. I kept telling myself, I'm good as so and so. I ain't even calling no names. But then I found out that night when the Holy Ghost got a hold of me, it didn't matter about the other feller. You know what the main problem is? Everybody want to take responsibility for what? Their self. But when the Holy Ghost got over my heart, it weren't somebody else. It was me, oh Lord, that needed help. I wasn't worried about church members then. I wasn't worried about deacons and preachers. Holy Ghost got over my heart, convicted me. I realized I needed a Savior. And so what God did, he took my sins, laid him on Jesus. Him that knew no sin became sin for me that I might be made the righteousness of God. Where, who is the way? He's the way. Jesus is the way. Romans 3:23 is on the sign. God, it says, for all wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord. Through what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Wages of sin, death, but the gift. Salvation's a gift, thank God. God gave us his son. Listen, he gives us eternal life. Thank God for the gift. You know how to buy it. You can't buy it. You know how to earn it. You can't get good enough. You can't work for it. You just got to come by faith and say, God, I'm a sinner. I believe what you did for me. I trust you. That's salvation. I trust you. What you did on Calvary. So not only has he prepared a place, he's prepared a way that we can get to that place.
Yes.
And that's all through him.
Yes.
I won't tell you about how long I'd have lasted. Anybody ever tries this on his own? You can't even last a day. I started to say try it, but don't try it. Just come to Him. Just come to Him.
Yes.
Just come on to Him. He got a place prepared for you. He's got a way for you to get there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, somebody get out here and prepare all they want to prepare. Build some kind of something they want somebody to come to. If they know road to get there, they going to have anybody going? More likely not. Because there ain't too many that's walking these days. So what God did, you see, He actually, when He was telling them, I'm going to prepare a place for you, He's telling them that. And he prepared a place, way to get there. So that place is ready. The way to get there is ready. But are you ready? See, He wants to prepare you.
Amen.
And prepare me. Prepared place. Prepared people. And the prepared way is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now His way is perfect. The way is perfect. Because He's truth. He's the way. There ain't no other way. Now I know there's a lot of denominations and a lot of different names on churches. I know that. But you know how many churches there are? One. They ain't but one head, that's Jesus. You think we're going to have all these different places in heaven when we get there? No. You said, I don't like worshiping with this other little group. Well, if they go through Christ, I got something to tell you. Huh? When we get to heaven, we may be split up now. We ought to be one. But it's one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one body. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, if I preach in different, and I have through the years, preaching different denominations, preaching different churches, I preach the same book. I ain't got but one to preach out of. Amen. I preached to the church. No, maintain. I preached to the funeral of the Mormon church. Guess what scripture I preached on? One I'm preaching on this morning. John chapter 14. Sure did. Saying about this church and saying about their name on their church. Just preach Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what I try to do.
Amen.
Get the word out.
Amen.
Get the gospel. He is the way.
Yes, He is.
He's prepared it for you and for me. Amen. Would you stand with me?